Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Bill Bean is a world-renowned spiritual deliverance minister, exorcist, and is known as the Spiritual Warrior. He's also an internationally known author, lecturer, paranormal supernatural expert. Bill has been featured on TLC's Haunting series, as well as Lifetime's movie network series, I Was Possessed. He is anointed in the area of spiritual warfare and deliverance ministry that addresses anything from curses, blocks, attachments, oppression, obsession, to a possession by demonic spirits. He's performed hundreds of exorcisms and spiritual deliverances worldwide. Welcome back to Coast, Bill Bean. Bill, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
It's my honor and pleasure to be back with you, George. It really is great. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. I have not been spiritually attacked, knock on wood.
And praise God.
Can individuals fight off any of these spirits that come at them?
Absolutely. And, it really comes down to, and I'm not here to preach a sermon, and I'm certainly not here to impose my will or twist anybody's arm to do anything, but what I can do is share how I live my life. And I live my life in something called warrior mode, and that is operating in faith, strength, and courage. And so by truly having a connection with God in that way and operating in that way, I refuse to lose. Now, it doesn't mean I'm perfect, and it doesn't mean my life is perfect, but I could tell you this, George, and you know this from all the times I've been on with you. My life is very good and very blessed, and my life is 50 times more blessed than it was ever cursed, and I can never thank God and praise Him enough for that.
And I think a lot of that has to do with you. You made it that way, didn't you?
Absolutely. So, when all of those things were happening in my childhood and then into my younger years and even into my adult years, I was operating in a manner of the fear-based, trauma-based way of living and thinking because so many horrible things had happened to me in my family. And so I was operating on low frequency, low vibration. So all of life, whether people know this or understand this or not, it's true. All life operates on frequency and vibration. And if our vibration and frequency is high, then life is good. We're in the positive and we are moving forward. And that's certainly what God wants for us. But when we're on low, and I have been there, life is a challenge, and nothing ever seems to go right. There's always a problem, a drama, a situation, never an answer, and it's as if the person has a black cloud over their head.
That's true. And when you're in the groove and things are clicking along for you, you know it. You can just feel it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And let me say this. Look, we're human beings. We all have challenges in life. I would be a liar if I sat here and said, oh, my life is perfect. I never have a problem. That's not true. Yeah. I have situations or problems that come up from time to time. But the difference is in operating by the power of God on this high frequency and high vibration, I'm able to meet those challenges. And by the power of God, my faith in God, I'm able to conquer those challenges. So my mentality, again, is this warrior mode, which is faith, strength, and courage. And so I feel that if God is with me and God is for me, nothing can stand against me. So that's how I'm able to operate in that warrior mode. So I refuse to lose, George. I'll never be a victim to anyone or anything ever again.
Good for you. What are some of the latest cases you've been working on, Bill?
Oh, my goodness. I just got back, and I have to say this. I told Tom, your Tommy D, this earlier. I had just gotten back from Florida. And I had a pretty severe case down there, and I had gotten home on a red eye in the wee hours of the morning. I slept till about noontime, and I had finished eating, and then all of a sudden, Tom Danheiser comes into my mind. And this was totally bizarre, and he came into my mind so strong that I had to literally go to my phone, and I checked, and sure enough, Tom had called me three times. Absolutely amazing. So that, God is amazing. But I had a great trip to Florida, and I'm leaving in the morning for New York. So I'm just home for a little bit, right back out the door again. But the trip in Florida was very intense. It was amazing, and it was also very special to me because not only was I able to go down and God working through me to help deliver this couple, oh my goodness, George, they had some severe problems. And, you know, I have confidentiality with my clients, and I would never compromise that. But I will say this, the severe marital problem, and these people are good people. They're Christian people. They're good and productive people. The husband has a background, and I'm searching for a way to say this without saying too much.
Okay, I get it.
The husband had a background in working for the shadow agencies and
the deep state.
He did some really bad things. And so he carried that around with him for a long time. And he was also carrying post-traumatic. You know, he was a soldier. And he was carrying out missions, believe me. And I believed every word he said because I'm very good at reading people, George. And God gives me the spirit of discernment. So I know when something's true and it's not. And I believed every word that that man said to me. And so, therefore, in him carrying this post-traumatic stress disorder around for so long, it was affecting every aspect of his life. Now, on the surface, he and his wife monetarily were doing and are doing very well. They have a beautiful home and nice things. But what they were lacking was, and because of what he had gone through and what he was exposed to and what he had done, he could not have a close relationship with his wife. He has never had a close relationship with her or anybody else. They've been together for 40 years. And so can you imagine, George, this man carried this, he's carried this with him for all these years. They actually heard me on Coast to Coast Radio, one of the interviews with you, and they said that God, you know, they felt that God was really reaching out to them and touching their spirit and urging them to contact me. And they did, and I went there, and God worked through me to help them. But let me tell you, it was intense. It was not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. And boy, you know, everything came out on the table, and I spent quite a bit of time there. I mean, the entire night there. But I'm happy to tell you that through it all, and these people were in misery. And not only were they in misery, they were suffering demonic problems as well. Because when people are on this low frequency and low vibration, and they're in the negative in that way, and you have the fear-based, trauma-based, everything was there. All the ingredients were there for demonic forces to be present, and they certainly were. But after being there and getting all this resolved, I performed spiritual deliverances for both of them. I rebaptized both of them. I went through the entire house and on the property as well and cleared everything out by the power of God, binding and rebuking and casting out these demonic forces. And what I do also, George, is in the process of that, I don't just bind and cast them out. I bind and cast them out and ask God's angels to come and take them into custody and carry them off and deposit them back into the pits of hell where they belong. Sure. So, you know, you have to be very careful with doing this kind of work because you don't want to bind and cast out and then have them go into somebody else's house or somebody. So we have to be very careful with doing these kinds of things and very thorough as well. So it was a marathon session with them, but I'm happy to tell you that when I arrived there, I thought there's no hope for these people. They are just absolutely, I think they're too far gone. And I never have that kind of attitude or mentality, but in this case, my goodness, the things that were being said and coming out, I couldn't see any hope for it. But God makes the impossible possible. And so, you know, on the one end, the husband is carrying this post-traumatic stress. The other end, the wife is harboring great anger and bitterness for all these years of all of these things, you know. And my goodness, it was like just a pot that exploded.
Tension everywhere.
Oh, George, you could have cut it with a knife. And but I'm very, very thankful that they had enough trust in me, in knowing that I was there for them and I really cared. And even though in my mind I'm thinking, my goodness, I don't see how this works, God was still there. And God made the impossible possible. And the bottom line is, not only was I able, through the power of God, to perform the baptisms and, you know, the deliverances, I also performed a semblance of a marriage ceremony, again, reuniting this man with his wife.
Well, how about
George,
that?
It was so powerful. It was so wonderful. It was so blessed. And I can never thank God and praise God enough for it. So where it was so awful with these people in the beginning, God worked through me to bring them back together as man and wife. The wife forgave him for everything. And he, through the power of God, had all of that garbage lifted off of him. And by the time it was over with, these were like two totally different people. And I will be keeping in touch with them. They're wonderful people. God bless them. I wish them the best. And I left there feeling 10 feet tall because I know they're okay and they're going to be okay.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.